tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Ground. This is a place where you get real conversations, real connections, and absolutely no filter. Well, today's episode is very special to me. I'm joined by my stepdaughter, this girl I've been blessed to help raise since she was 7 years old. She's 14 now, in 10th grade, from Uganda, navigating life, identity, culture, and teenagehood in America. We are driving into family culture, growth, challenges, laughs, and everything in between. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Eliora Nakiganda. Hello, how are you today, young lady? You doing all right? Huh? All right, don't be shy, okay? Today we're gonna have a few great conversation. All right, not gonna be that bad as you think, okay? All right. Okay, take a breath real quick. You good? Okay. So I'm going to start off a little bit, okay? And how I actually first met you. I remember when your mom, I'd like to file for you. Because, you know, like I say, you're from Uganda. And when your mom had filed for you to come to America, right? And when she finally got approved by the immigration, how happy we were that you were coming, right? So when she came, when I got y'all when I was young, you and your brother, when y'all was young, and then when I finally came to the house, I had everything laid out for y'all, right? And yeah, you were so young, right? You just running around the dark of the house, just jumping around. I'm like, damn. In my mind, I'm thinking, right? These kids are supposed to be from Africa. They're supposed to be like disciplined children, right? But at the same time, that you wasn't that bad though, right? You know what I mean? But that's like the first time, my first impression of you as a young 7-year-old child coming to America, right? So what did you think? First of all, when you first came to the States, or when you were on the way to America, if you could remember, were you nervous at that age?
No.
Are you nervous?
Nope.
Okay. So how about getting in the airplane? How was it?
It was like interesting because like it was the first time on an airplane.
Okay.
I wasn't fazed.
You wasn't fazed at all?
Nope.
Yeah, you're the child. So how about your brother? Was he nervous?
Loki, I think he was chill.
He was chill?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember the type of food they gave y'all at the time on the plane?
No, but I do remember playing games on the computer screen. That was fun.
Okay. Once you actually got to the house, right, and the first time you saw him, if you could remember, what was your very first impression of me?
No idea.
You have no idea? Yeah, you're still a little kid, though, at the time, anyway, right? So now, right, adjusting to a new parent, like a new parent figure, because at the time, like I said, you was in Uganda raising by your other family, right? So me and her being a stranger in your life, right? A father figure, if you will, in your life. At the time when you first started to know me, as you get older, what was your impression of me being a father figure to you?
Well, growing up, yeah. Meeting you and all, yeah. I think I've met new people before, like mm-hmm. strangers. And like at a young age, I feel like it's kind of exciting to meet new people. So I wasn't really like, oh my God, it's a stranger. Like I'm going to stay cautious around this guy. I was 7 years old. I was kind of happy to meet new people. Okay. And like you welcomed me. So like my first impression was like, I felt welcomed. So I automatically was just comfortable.
Okay, good. You know, that's a good feeling. That makes me feel good right now. All right. So now, being in a blended family, right, you have a little brother that you first met. He was a little baby at the time, right? How old was he? About 3 at the time? When you met him, Jeremiah? When you met him, right?
Hi.
So How was the impression, right, having a younger brother that you haven't met until you finally meet him?
I was surprised, like, because he was, like, probably, like, the first person I saw when I walked through the doors.
Okay.
And he was just standing there, and I was like, oh, who is this? You know, like, I was like, okay, who's this little guy? Yeah. I was just standing there, and I was like, oh, because I didn't know, like, who he was until, obviously, I knew who he was. I was definitely not unfazed again, unfazed, because I also had younger siblings before I came here, so like a little brother, I had a little brother, probably about his age, so I wasn't exactly, oh my God, it's a little kid.
And think about it, you know, mind you're thinking that, right? You're a little kid yourself at the time. That's funny. So, building trust, right? Because I know, of course, like you said, though, you're comfortable with me when you first met me, right? But still, at the same time, though, as a child, you still got to probably build a little bit of trust in people as time goes on. How would your trust level towards me as a step parent?
Like right now, or
like back then, even now?
Back then, well, same thing as before. Mm-hmm. You were welcoming, and you seemed very trusting. So I was very. We were at a comfortable level, you know? Okay. So I think I was able to share a lot of things with you. So we're chill.
That's good stuff, man. I like that, man. Okay, so like I said, first time we felt comfortable, I like that. Okay, do you have any actual funny memories? I got some funny memories, though. Funny memories. Do you remember the first time I took care of your brother roller skating?
Vaguely.
In Savannah?
Vaguely.
Oh, God. I remember, man, when I took y'all, and y'all had the little, whatever it's called, to keep y'all balance. And y'all kept falling on y'all butt like I was recording y'all. Y'all kept falling down every minute, right? Trying to roller skate. I was cracking up, right? And look at you now. At your age now, and you're pretty good in roller skating. You know what I mean? I'm very impressed. For real, though, man. So do you have any funny moments of me at all? I'm just too serious all the time.
I don't have good memory, but like you were, I don't have good memory, but I do definitely have good memories with you.
Okay.
Like a lot of good memories. Like I don't have a great memory, but I think it was like a while ago, but for now it's like, yeah, you're like all the memories I have of you are pretty good.
That's good stuff. Hey, you know what I think our thing is, though, which I love? Taking out to the movie on Saturday, sometimes on Saturdays.
Definitely. Oh, actually, you know how you said that? What the probably funny memory was when we watched that one scary movie, The First Omen, and you covered her eyes.
Oh, yeah, I did? Oh, yeah.
I think that was funny.
Yeah, cover your eyes. Yeah. So scary. You know, I love The Omen anyway. That's like one of my favorite scary movies anyway. You from the older Omen movies from the 70s and the 80s. You know what I mean? With Damien. You know what I mean? So, when it comes to disciplining, right? How was the discipline level? Did I discipline y'all that much at all when I was younger?
Like, a lot? Or, like, was it, like, can you explain?
Like for example, if y'all get out of hand, right, or do something bad or something like that, they discipline y'all a lot or no?
You didn't discipline a lot, but you definitely stated like what was wrong, and you did state like how you understand where we're coming from, because I know we had those moments, because you know I do get in trouble sometimes. But you handled that very well, explaining how you got my point, but also, you know, taking hand on the, you know, what was going on, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah.
Redirecting me to, like, think better on it or, like, what I was doing and why it was wrong. Or
gotcha.
Yeah.
It's all about having a conversation, right?
What?
It's all about having a conversation.
Yeah, talking. A mutual, respectful conversation where you get both parts.
Exactly, I agree with that.
People don't get
so now, right? Bonded moments that shape our relationship. I know sometimes we're bonding, like I said, going to the movies, I feel as though that's a bonding moment for us and the family. Going out to eat sometimes, you know what I mean? Because, you know, I know I like to eat. Sometimes you can be a little bit picky with your damn food a little bit, though. But
yeah. But I definitely like going out to eat.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Now, not only that, though, even like when we would go to Orlando, right?
Yeah, and go to those, like, fun areas, fun zones, SeaWorld, all that. Like,
Yeah. Those are fun times, man. And, you know, my favorite time, like, when we go to Orlando, and all y'all are going to the swimming pool and swimming. As long as there's a swimming pool, y'all are good. You know what I mean?
Especially me. I just like swimming. I like the water.
And I can be honest with you right now. When I first actually saw y'all swim, I was surprised. Y'all was so young. And I was like, dang, y'all don't swim so such a young age. That's a good thing.
Yeah, we, like, back in Uganda, mm-hmm. we, like, always hung around this place, which was my favorite place. It's Nikan. It's the only place I actually remember from there. Because it was, like, my all-time favorite place. Like, I went there with my aunt, my cousin. Like, I saw, like, it was just like a wonderful place. It's like a kid going to Disney World, but like not Disney World, because they didn't have like those fun attractions, like, you know, amusement park, whatever. My amusement park was literally the pool. Like, I would go there. Like, I remember me and my brother, my cousin, woke up early in the morning. Our aunt was still asleep, just to go there.
Early in the morning, just to go swimming.
Yep.
Wow. And what's the name of the place was again? Do you remember?
Nikan.
Nikan.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm saying it right, but that's what it's Nikan.
Nikan.
Mom knows.
Okay, and that's in like Kampala, right? Kampala.
Yeah.
Huh? It's on Entebbe Road. Okay.
Oh, maybe somewhere else. I don't know.
Got you. Okay. That's pretty cool, though, man. So, as a stepfather, right, because I know I always encourage y'all, no matter what, to always call your real father back at home and everything. All the time, I try to encourage you, no matter what, to call your dad, right? But me as a stepfather, right, what do you appreciate about me as a stepdad?
You actually listen.
Okay.
Like, I feel like that really builds a bond more. Like, instead of quality time, mm-hmm. I feel like a person, to have a person that listens is, like, good. Like, and that's, like, one of the quality traits that I like about you.
Oh, thank
you. And
so
you're very, I don't know about emotionally intelligent. I don't know, like, the emotionally. Right. Emotionally intelligent. I don't even know if this correlates to it, but wait.
Okay.
Like, very understanding. Like, you know how to think about the other person's perspective, like they're two people having a conflict and one person comes to you, but you are able to understand how the other person felt while you mm-hmm. talk to the person that's coming to you with a problem, if that makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense. Thank you so much for that. And I'm gonna tell you something, what I've learned and I appreciate about you and your brother. First of all, I gotta say this, right? And I think every parent should actually say this to the children, right? Thank you for being a good child. You know what I mean? You and your brother. Both of y'all have actually made my life actually easy. So think about it, because I came into your life. I wasn't young. I was no spring chicken when I came into your life, right? I was an older man in my 40s when I first met you. You know what I mean? And, right, you all, of course, kids gonna always be kids all the time, right? But at the same time, though, you and your brother, you all have been respectful to me, and I appreciate that a lot. You know what I mean? And I really appreciate it, and I love being a part of your lives, man. I really do. You know what I mean? I love everything about this family that I have right here, the family dynamic. You know, because I feel though that it's a good thing, right? What do you think?
Well, yeah, I just gotta say, you should also be proud of yourself, because at some point, you're one of the people that made it happen by raising us the right way.
Oh, thank you so much.
To make us respectful. Yeah.
I appreciate that so much. I really do appreciate it. And actually, that really means a lot to me. You know what I mean? So tell me now, right? So we left from Georgia to move to Colorado. Now, you went from one high school to another, right? So tell me, before I go through all of that, let's talk about your school life first, right? When you first came to American school, let's say from elementary school, right? Okay. Until, you know what I'm saying, versus Uganda school, come to American school. How did you feel as a foreigner coming to a brand new land where you meet diverse people, right? How did you feel as a young child? Do you remember?
Well, obviously, I was young, so there's a lot of people who come from foreign states older than me that would have culture shock.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have that because I was young.
Right.
And it's not like I did stay there for like a really long time to really get into the whole culture of Uganda and like Africa. Mm-hmm. So coming to America, I was just excited to meet new people. But I would say I was attached to like mom. Like I didn't want her to leave me. Like I definitely wanted a guide, a parental familiar guide, like while I was in like new school in America, like starting elementary. Cause I do remember I cried so hard when mom had to drop me off on my first day of school. And I was like, I want to sit alone. I never got to sit alone.
Gotcha. I understand that, man. That's why the other I have a lot of comment too, because even like with me when I first came to America, and to me, I came out, I was 10 years old when I came, right? Excuse me. And it was like a culture shock to me when I first came to an American school, you know? And it took me a minute to get used to the food in the schools right here in America. How about you? Did you first like the food, the lunch and stuff?
Definitely not. I only like the muffins.
The muffin?
Yeah. Like this, honestly, I gotta say this, like, I wanna say like every kid will agree with me on this. School food is sometimes not exactly appealing unless you're really hungry.
I understand.
I don't want to diss on schools. I know, like, funds and stuff, but like, sometimes it's not as appealing unless, like, you're really hungry. Like, you just want to eat something and get it over with. But I think it could be just me, but I've heard some other kids say the school food can be a little.
Yeah, I understand too. I, that's how I felt too when I was in high school, when I was in school too. Especially like, I used to hate pizza back then. School pizza, just cheese pizza. Do they still serve cheese pizza in school? Oh man, I hate that crap.
I never understood the whole pizza for breakfast.
Yeah, that's crazy to me, man. So like, as time went on, right, once like between elementary school and let's say junior high school, how was making friends back in Georgia?
Like, people may see, like, you guys already see me as, like, you know, outgoing and energetic. But that's, like, in the house. That's, like, in the house, you know? Like, outside, you don't actually get to, like, when you guys are not there. Mm-hmm. Like, it's hard to get comfortable, like, in a place that you've even, like, been before for a lot of years. It's like, new people, it's just hard to, like, get used to that. And honestly, I still do have, like, from that time, I did have, like, trouble making friends. Like, but I was, like, a really nice kid.
Right.
Wow. It's just, like, coming to America, I kind of learned, I want to say new emotions. Like, coming to America, I learned new emotions.
Okay. And, like, yeah. Expand on that a little bit. When you say new emotions, what do you mean? Like when you were back in Uganda, right? You felt differently?
Yeah, than I was here.
Okay.
But I don't know if it was because I'm a kid, but in Africa, I was Uganda. And, like, mm-hmm. I went to boarding school. I think I felt more comfortable there, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're very free there too.
You're talking free back in Uganda, right?
Yeah, free. Okay. Like, we weren't exactly too restricted with a bunch of rules.
Okay.
Everybody, like, was kind of basically friendly with each other and accepting. But here, it's like there's so many standards. And that's, like, something that kind of affected me coming here. Like, at an early age, I just learned a bunch of new emotions that I wasn't used to. And kind of just messed up everything, yeah.
I understand. So, like, I know, like, even like, you got the Yawo uniform in school. And then you come and you still wear the uniform. But they have, like, rules of how, I guess, in school, how y'all supposed to be in the
yeah.
school. Right, right. So, like, when it comes to, like, even with friends and stuff like that, but was it easy for you to make friends? Or it took you a little while to make friends?
Here?
In Georgia.
It took a while to make friends.
Took a while? Was it because you were shy with people or... just because you didn't know these people yet, you're trying to feel them out.
I was definitely shy, and mm-hmm. I just sometimes I want to wait to understand people, like because I like I don't at an early age type stuff coming here and whatever and so on in school. I kind of learned to be observative of people, because especially like with what like the people around me. Influenced me in a way, and like I kind of just learned from them, and well, I didn't learn from them, I kind of just listened to what they said, mm-hmm. took it in, and it just like made me more observative of people, and I was like cautious about who I wanted to be friends with, and like I thought of like what they would be like before I you know approach them, because like okay. they're based on their actions or the way they spoke or something like that.
Very smart. You're thinking real way ahead. You know what I mean? That's why I wanted to do this this video with you, because a lot of, if a young child sees this video, they can learn from you. You understand me? You know what I mean? I'm serious. All right. Don't ever sell yourself short, okay? Seriously, though, you're a very smart young lady. All right? When it comes to like as a foreigner, because right now, you've been in America for like 7 years now, right? Yeah. And you are an American citizen now, which is a blessing. Yeah. Right? You're an American citizen now. Now, when you first came to America, with your accent, you know what I mean? Now at your age, I can't really hear the Ugandan accent. You sound like a regular American child, right? Now. When you start going to school, the kids were kids bothering you about your accent at all, or was it normal?
It was normal. I mean, I think everybody has an accent, and I think a lot of here in America, like I don't want to be judgmental. Like it's not to be judgmental, mm-hmm. but like I think here in America, you don't see much accent, so it's like I think people like are interested when people have an accent. They're like, wow, what's that accent? Or like, oh my God, you have an accent. You know? Yeah.
That's true.
Like, honestly, here, I would actually be like, oh my God, you have, like, if somebody had an accent, mm-hmm. I would like, oh my God, you have an accent. I love it. You know? Like, I love the accent. Like,
yeah, I understand that though. Right now, I can't even tell that you're from another country. I'm just serious. I can't hear that like an accent. And as you get older, it's going to totally be gone. You know what I mean? Hey, you know how to speak Luganda? I know you don't. That's better than true.
Honestly, it's not my fault. It's my fault. It really isn't.
Huh?
I know. People that spoke to me in English.
Right.
In okay. Uganda. Because I came from somewhere else. Oh.
That's true, though, man. So now, right? So let's talk about the school now, right? I know you just briefly discussed about the Ugandan school versus the American school, right? Now, we just left one state, moved to another state. How would you, without naming names, how would you compare the schools, these two schools that they have been to, two high schools now?
I definitely say school A, which was the one we left.
Mm-hmm.
It was definitely more hype.
Okay, more hype?
Yeah, more hype.
Okay, which one? Here or the other school?
School A. School A, okay. The one we just left.
Okay.
I think it was more hype. I think it was more hype. I think people were very, the school here too, school B, people are very, like, complimentative and all. But the school was very hype. It was also kind of, it activated adrenaline, I'd say that.
Okay.
Like,
this school, this new school?
No.
That was cool.
School B. I mean, school A.
Okay. And when you say activated adrenaline, talk about it. Talk about it. Come on. Don't be shy. Okay. 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 You're not really naming the school, so.
Okay. It was like, there was a lot of fights. Okay. Mm-hmm. I see that. There's a lot going on. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of drama. I wasn't in any, but I was kind of like, I would listen, like, they would tell me about it, and I'm like, oh, wow. Like, I was never in the drama. It's always the other people. I was kind of just there. I was kind of like, because I had friends who were in drama. I wasn't in the drama. I was never in the drama. But they always had something going on, and they'd be like, blah, 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 did this, and blah, 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 did that. And I was like, oh, that's crazy. Okay. I really never cared. Like, it's really not my business. Like, I really don't care. But I was like, oh, wow. But I'd always be like, oh, my God, why would they do that, you know? Mm-hmm. But, like, I never really spoke out, like, on my, like, because I kind of knew how they react in a way. So it's like you kind of just have to listen and go on with your life. Because, like, personally, like, the violence that happened, it was kind of like, that's what I'm saying about it activated adrenaline, or maybe it wasn't adrenaline, but it kind of just like made your heart pound as you stared at the fights that just erupted like out of nowhere, and like the kids cheering and screaming, and it's kind of like, oh my God, you know, like this is so unnatural, you know. Yeah. And it was just, kids were kind of not stupid, but like they just made decisions that did not make sense in a school, like, but here, school B, they're very smart. I want to say they're very smart. Like school B, I mean school A, they're smart too, but school B, like, they're smart about their decisions, right? Here, they don't. It's very quiet. Like the drama or whatever is very down low. They keep it to themselves. They don't let it enter into the school. They don't let it bother their school life. They'd rather deal it outside the school. And I was like, I totally live with that. You know, like, I live with that. I mean, sometimes some people can't help but bring stuff in from the outside. Get that. But I like how some people are able to separate two things that do not need to correlate.
Gotcha. I understand. Yeah. So with school A, right? Mm-hmm. Do you think some of the kids in that school, the environment that the power was raised in, that's why a lot of them act the way they did? What do you think?
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. I witnessed a lot of kids who'd get in trouble and not there, and then they'd come back the same, and it would be like a constant cycle. And I was like, and I'm like, honestly, it's not their fault. I don't want to like attack anybody with this, but, or adult, but some parents, sometimes it's the parents' fault sometimes, even though they do try. Like, I understand the parents that do try, but the parents that don't, I think it's also partly their fault for why their kids act the way they act. And I can see that going on here too, because I have a teacher who complained. Well, not complained. They didn't complain, but I did tell her that it's definitely the kid's parents, because if your kid is acting out in school, getting in trouble, and it's a constant cycle, and then you're getting mad at the teacher, and they don't even think about like themselves and how they partake in this, then there's definitely a problem there. If that makes a lot of sense.
I agree with you a lot, because I've heard thing like that, like sometimes parents, instead of the actual discipline the children, right, they want to get mad at the teacher for doing their job.
Yeah.
Right?
And also it's like, to the parents out there who say, oh, but I don't want to beat my kid, it's like, or like not beat beat, but like kind of like a little whip whip. It's not always about that. It's more of having a conversation. Mm-hmm. You don't always have to retort to physical punishment. You could have like a talk with them, sit, try to figure out what's going on, and if that doesn't work, just keep on trying until you can build a connection with them. Because sometimes parents get mad wondering why their kid won't talk to them.
Right.
But then they won't realize they're not. Instead of just always taking them out or being with them, they're not having a conversation with them. So understand.
That's so true. Like so how about if they know the child is acting up, right? Do you think the parents should also make them see like a therapist or a counselor? What do you think?
No, I think it depends on like mm-hmm. what the situation is. Okay. Like if you're a parent, and I think parents have instincts, mm-hmm. and you definitely believe your kid needs help that you can't give, then you should definitely seek for that help. But if it's something in your grounds and you can actually take part and really fix this, then you really don't need to add unnecessary things into it.
Makes a lot of sense what you just said. So so now, right, the overall from a different feeling different like around the American kids, right? You know what I'm saying? Versus you coming from Uganda, with you around like American children overall, right? Was there any kind of difference at all between those kids? I know you was young when you came, but those kids back in Uganda versus American
kids. Well, I think the difference is in Uganda, mm-hmm. where I was in with the boarding school, all the kids, they were definitely not as corrupted.
Corrupted? What do you mean?
Like, I hear, like, not in, like, a bad corrupted, but, like, more, like, here in America, like, most of the kids that, well, I've seen so far are very insecure.
Insecure?
Yeah, and that's one of the things I learned from coming here.
Okay.
You know, gained, trait, whatever. But, like, here in Africa, I feel like they're more innocent. In a way, I feel like here in America, you kind of lose your innocence really fast. Like the way you think. And I don't think it's good at an early age. And you kind of just lose the parts of you that you felt happy the most. But now all you think is you just have paranoia and insecurities. And you just... And then most of the time, you don't know what's going on. And, yeah, I don't know how to explain it further, but, like, here is very more, kids are judgmental, they compare a lot, but, you know, back in Uganda, it wasn't like that. Everybody was just equal, friendly, they didn't really think about, yeah, like, that's what I remember, so.
Okay.
That's what I remember. So I wouldn't.
Okay. So now, right? 7 years. What do you miss? If you can remember, because I know you was young when you came. What do you miss most about your country?
Yeah.
Was it the food? Going swimming? Walking around the town? Your family? Your little brother? Who that right there?
Somebody who needs to go somewhere else. But what I remember or love the most.
What do you miss here?
Oh, what do I miss? I miss. I think I miss like hanging out with my grandma and cousins because they kind of lived in the same house. I think.
Okay.
My grandma in Uganda and my two cousins because they always play together.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
oh my goodness. Hey, hold on. Hey, you know we're live right now, right? Yeah, we're live right now. Olivia. Yeah. But okay, so you said playing with your play with your grandma and your cousins?
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. Sure, we did get in some trouble, but we in the end, we had a lot of fun together.
Okay, that's good. That's really good, though, because, you know, like I said, family is always important, though, man.
Yeah.
So, what do you love the most about being in the United States of America? Well, I know you're 14 years old. You probably don't, you know what I'm saying, know everything that you love yet until you really actually explore America. But so far, from what you have seen, what do you like the most?
Diversity.
Oh, diversity? Now, what's the diversity? Like the diverse people that you see?
Yeah.
All right. The white, the Chinese.
Yeah,
the
I get to learn a lot from all of them, see the different perspectives and everything.
Okay. Yeah, learn from other people, perspective. Also, learning from other people's culture. That's one thing I love about being around diverse people. I love to learn from other people's culture. To me, that's a good thing. Right? So now, right? Life in the 10th grade, right? How was the 10th grade struggle? Hey. Huh?
Huh?
I said, how is the 10th grade struggle? How did in 10th grade right now? Being struggle. In 10th grade.
Nothing?
Nothing. I mean, are you enjoying it even like at your new school right now? How are you enjoying it?
Pretty chill. Everybody's nice. I definitely like the nice vibes. Low-key, what I'm learning just being there is I'm chronically online. Everybody there, I swear they have something to do, but they also don't, I guess, because they say that. I only say that because, you know, I'm on TikTok. You know how everybody's, on TikTok. Or not everybody. But I, scroll mindlessly on TikTok, and I'm up with the new trends and memes. So when I start, you know, bringing them up at school, and then somebody is confused, and I'm like, oh, you don't know that? So I kind of just sit there and quiet and wow, do you guys really have something to do with your life? Because a lot of these people, they actually do something. Okay. I'm just like extracurriculars, or yeah. I don't know how to say the word, but the school gives a lot of opportunities to you know, be yourself, because they have a lot of activities, and I really like that.
Okay.
Well, yeah. I like it. Everybody's nice.
That's good though, man. Yeah. So how about homework? Do you have any pressure doing homework?
Or you're I don't not have doing... homework.
Huh?
I don't have homework.
So at the school they don't give you homework at all?
Well,
oh, you'd be knocking
homework?
It out.
Homework is the work that you don't finish. The thing is, I don't do it.
What do you mean? What do you mean you don't do it?
I don't do it.
Well, you be getting good grades though.
Exactly. I just don't do it at home. That's the thing. Homework,
Okay. So you're not going to all your schoolwork before you get home.
Yeah, or I do it the next day.
Okay.
Early in the morning. Because, honestly, being at home, after school, is just my me time. That's what I think I do. Is my me time, you know, with my cat and me just
doing. You on the daggone cat, man.
Yeah.
The cat be getting my daggone nerve.
Yeah, but after school is my me time. But if it's a really important assignment, I will definitely knock it out as soon as I get back home. But then after that, me time.
Okay.
Me time.
Yeah, and honestly though, man, y'all be doing really good in school though, but you ain't brother. So now, social media, I know you just discussed TikTok and all the good stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, doesn't be like a lot of drama on social media at your school at all? Do people ever talk about it?
What are you talking about?
Because sometimes some kids get bullied over social media and all that stuff.
Oh, cyberbullying.
Yeah, you know, yeah. And I'm talking about between both your schools though, that you've been to, right? So, have any other kids ever talk about it?
Blocking is an option.
Okay.
But no, actually, I've never really heard about it unless it's somebody spreading rumors about someone. I've actually never heard of cyberbullying. That's so back in the day.
Back in the day? So you can't tell me it's not happening no more?
No, not really. I mean, I've never really heard any news about it.
Mm-hmm.
Or the only thing that's closest to cyberbullying I've seen is, actually, I don't know. I've never really seen cyberbullying. If you think about it, I guess if you do count, I guess that counts, like, scrolling on TikTok and then you see people, like, talking about somebody's looks and whatever. I guess that counts as cyberbullying.
So other kids were talking about other kids, look how they look, how they dress and all of that?
Yeah, like, you look chopped. Okay.
Huh? Look what? Oh, no. You got to explain. Explain that to me. You look chopped. What the heck is that?
Huh? It's the opposite of attractive, you know? You're chopped.
You're chopped. Hey, I just learned a new word today, man.
Chopped.
So if a person looks chopped, I mean, they don't look all that good, huh?
Yeah, well, I think it depends on who you are, because some people might find them attractive, but at some point, most people say you look chopped.
Okay. All right, hey, I just learned something today, man.
Yeah, so, I don't really know anything about cyberbullying nowadays. Okay. I've never heard, I haven't heard any cases. Like, for me, maybe other people have, but for me, I have not heard or seen.
Got you. So, how about, like, friendship drama, right, between
definitely last school and here?
You seen a lot of friendship drama?
Yeah.
Okay, in the last school, how about here, too?
Well, I'm kind of still new here. I haven't really got into the spaces of other people's. Mm-hmm. But so far, I haven't heard anything. And honestly, here, they kind of keep their drama down to the low, like, it's like kind of like their own thing. Like, they don't talk about it much, you know.
Okay.
Like, well, honestly, I wouldn't know. I haven't really like gotten to like those circles where I get to hear people's drama and all. But so far, I haven't heard anything about friendship dramas over here.
Got you. So now, I know earlier you were saying about like kids here in America. Some of them, not all, but some have a lot of insecurities about themselves, right? But how about you? How is your self-confidence today?
I think mine's pretty good. You know, sometimes you have those times where you're like, you know when you zone out?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the type of zoning out I'm talking about is, like, you kind of just sit there blank and you're just not trapped in your mind, but, like, just thinking a lot. And then at some point it kind of just goes to the pit of like insecurities, but like at some point you get out of there, and I get out of there. Some people might get out of there too. I don't know if people experience like what I do, but I just get out of there and I'm very hyped myself up. Yeah, I have my hype myself up.
Got you. So with that being said, right, peer pressure. Do you easily being peer pressure a lot for you, or you can withstand peer pressure?
I can withstand peer pressure.
Good. Right, so my pressure to do something wrong, you know. I know you know better.
I do know better, ho. No is a no.
Huh?
No is a no.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, your mom just said she get you.
That's good. I don't get people who peer pressure. Like, if I said no, so bye. Like, why do people peer pressure? I don't get it. Like, I get you're desperate, but, like, come on now. I said no. Like, that should be final. Like, people need to learn what no means. Actually, people do need to learn what no means. Some people do not know what no means.
I agree with that. And sometimes, too, even with a child that's being pressured, a lot of times they want approval from their friends as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So the one thing I think as a society – we really need to work on. So tell me now, right? If you have any at the age of 14 right now, what is your dreams and ambitions for the future? Do you have any right now?
Get mega rich.
Hey, don't make me choke on my dagger water, okay? You said get mega rich? So now, when
what? Hold on, sorry. Yeah. But Loki, it's kind of impossible in this society.
Hey, give it up. Sorry. Oh, say again?
It's kind of impossible in this society. It's going to take me years.
Okay. And how would you plan to get there, though?
I guess a lot of work.
Right now, I know sometimes as you get older, things might change. But right now, what interests you right now?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, so far, like, for me, I want to explore the whole world. I want to, like, get hands-on experience on different jobs, but it's probably impossible because there is no such job like that. And that's, like, you explore the world, but, like, I want to explore everything. Like, but that's, like, not – I don't know if that's possible.
It's actually possible. Anything is possible. As long as you actually put your mind to it. And as far as, like, getting hands-on on different jobs, you could work at a company that have different positions that you can learn from, right? And not only that, you could eventually become an entrepreneur, become a boss yourself, a young boss, female young boss. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but if that doesn't work out, well, I've lucky been thinking about probably working in the pediatric sector of emergency hospital stuff.
Okay. Being like as a nurse, a doctor, or what?
A pediatric.
But one thing, I don't know, pediatric, but is it pediatric, right? Yeah, but one thing, would it be a nurse or a doctor?
Well, I think doctors get paid a lot, so maybe doctor.
Okay. All right, hey, it's going to be a lot of reading. All right, a lot of studying, though. You know what I mean? A lot of science. All right, are you ready for that? Are you ready for the commitment? Yes, you are. You can do it. You know what I mean? And you know you can stay at home as long as you want until you finish up school. All right? Remember that.
I'll
pick
you
up. All right. So right now, what motivates you right now?
What motivates me right now?
Yeah. Anything at all? Nothing?
I can't think. Okay. It might come to mind like in 1 minute. Who knows?
Got you. So about music, right? What kind of music do you like the most?
Well, my Spotify rap from last year says I'm like very pop. Like I like pop music.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm very like out there. Like,
So you like a Taylor Swift?
Nope. No, Swift? I don't really listen to her music a lot. Like, do I have to say an artist?
It's up to you. Yeah.
Okay, hype music. Okay. I'm really interested in Megan Thee Stallion.
Okay. Oh, you like Megan Thee Stallion? What are you doing to listen to Megan Thee Stallion? Go ahead.
Hey. Sabrina Carpenter. Olivia Rodrigo. She's probably like one of my faves. I don't know why, but I just like her. I guess ever since I learned, like, me and her have quite literally almost like close to the same birthday, and like whatever. I like her music, low-key. Driver's License was like peak. Like that was probably one of the first songs I fell in love with, like, with her songs. But I like her songs. I also like Zara.
Okay.
I don't know how to say her name, the last one, but Zara Larsson. I don't know. You probably don't know her, but she recently released her new album, Midnight Sun.
Okay.
I love the album. I love all of it. My favorite song is probably Saturn's Return.
Hmm.
You have to look it up to see.
Yeah, I'm gonna look it up. I never heard of
her. She's like really popular. She was really popular in the gacha industry. You don't know that either, but you'll see.
What kind of industry? Say it again.
Gacha industry, like the gacha fandom, gacha life.
I never heard that before. Hey, I'm too old. I'm too old.
Yeah, but I also like. I like a lot of people.
Okay, that's good. How about like favorite movie? What's your favorite movie right now? Or TV show?
Right now?
Yeah.
Oh, TV show? Yeah. The Rookie.
Oh, you like The Rookie? Yeah, that's actually a good, pretty show, man.
Yeah, I like a lot of music. I'm really out there, like, with a lot of music. Hip hop, you know, pop. Yeah, I like a lot of music. You
like it all?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm that sorry. Like, my playlist will switch from sad to happy to roar to like,
yeah. Right. Depending on the mood you're in that day.
Yeah, I guess so. But no, it's just random. Okay. But I mostly like hype music.
Gotcha. Cause I'm not lying to you. When like, I do get older, right? And sometimes I play certain music in the car and you sing along and you surprise me, surprise the heck out of me that I'd be doing these dang songs.
Oh yeah, I'm literally like a music girl. Like I listen to a lot of music.
Good. Now before I let you go, right? What would you like to say right now to the audience before I let you go?
To the audience?
Like yeah. Anything. It could be a word of encouragement, anything.
It's okay to need help.
Okay. I like that. Yeah. It's okay to need help, right? And ask for help if you need help, right?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. And I thank you so much for coming on the show. And hey, this was fun. I thought it was going to be fun, right? Right? And believe me, I know you're a little bit nervous, but we got through it, and I really appreciate you coming on the show, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for tuning into Common Ground. Until next time, keep the conversation going.
You're tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.